Welcome back to Left Anchor. I'm Alexi the Greek.
And I'm Ryan Cooper. Today on the podcast, we have two special guests, Leah Hunt Hendricks and returning champion Astra Taylor. And they're here to talk about their book, Solidarity, The Past, Present, and Future of a World-Changing Idea. It's what it says right on the tin.
You always know when Astra Taylor writes a book that it's worth reading. And this time she has a wonderful co-author who brings her own knowledge and history and perspective to the mix. And it's a fun conversation. We get into a lot of the great stuff in the book. But as you probably know with Astra, you're going to get history, etymology, political theory. Ryan, there's even some policy stuff in there as well. So that's something right for everyone.
Yeah, a veritable buffet. So yeah, let's get to our interview with Leah and Astra right now. Hi, welcome to the show, you two, Astra Taylor and Leah Hunt Hendricks. I think regular listeners are familiar with Astra from previous episodes, but maybe you could still introduce yourselves a little bit, just to tell listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to write this book, maybe starting with you, Astra.
Yeah, well, it's so great to be here again. Thanks for having me back on the pod. I have been working on this book with Leah. We've started thinking about collaborating on this project back in 2019. We wrote a short essay for the New Republic about solidarity. And we had been collaborating on different things, mostly organizing projects, a few writing projects over the years. We initially met back at Occupy Wall Street in the sort of aftermath of Occupy, maybe in early 2012 or so. A pivotal moment in deciding to work on this project was actually Leah calling me one day and telling me about her dissertation, which is a history of solidarity, and saying, "Hey, Astra, you should know that the word solidarity actually relates to debt." So people might know that I'm one of the co-founders of the Debt Collective, which has been fighting for student debt abolition over the years. And she said that the idea actually goes back to ancient Roman law, when there was this idea of a debt held insolitum, it together, a kind of collective debt. And that was very intriguing to me. I love history. I love etymology. I love politics. And I love collaborating with smart folks. And that's kind of started a dialogue that eventually led to this book. And the last thing I'll say is the book is a kind of combination of political theory, history, also a kind of how-to guide. There's a lot about sort of the practical mechanics of organizing. There's a lot about the repression and pushback the movements face. And, in a way, we sort of felt like we had to do it all because the topic is so under-discussed, even if solidarity is kind of also at the same time everywhere. It's one of the paradoxes we were dealing with.
And Leah?
Yeah, sure. I like Astra said, I wrote my dissertation and I did a PhD and in an interdisciplinary program on religion, ethics, and politics. And I was thinking a lot at the time about how there, when you go to the library, there are shelves full of books on justice and on liberty. But when you're in the streets, or when you're in community spaces where people are like literally organizing to try to change the world, then one of the main terms people use is solidarity. And but that, just like Astra said, it wasn't really reflected in the scholarship or in the field of political theory. So was interested in digging into that history, and I think solidarity is a term that, it's like a praxis. It's both a theory and a practice. And Astra and I, have talked about that perhaps it hasn't been written about that much because the people who are thinking about it every day aren't in the academy. They're out trying to change the world. And I too have always really cared about how do we create really large scale structural social change. For me, I was always interested in economic inequality and climate, but really thinking for me, the since I was just really young, I have been kind of obsessed with just the level of disparity in our society, and that, you know, this is just not a civilized way of living when a few people just control the economy and control the government, essentially, while so many people in such a wealthy nation are struggling every day. And so how do we rectify that? And for me, I, you know, came to the conclusion that social movements are really a key part of that, are kind of the driving force of that, because power doesn't let itself, you know, doesn't give itself up. It has to be forced to change. And social movements are what, you know, I don't need to tell this to your listeners, but the social movements are what have created, you know, all of the progressive changes of the past many centuries, civil rights, women's suffrage, et cetera. And so how do we support the social movements of our time is a big question. How do we've lived through the past decade has just been, you know, seen so many vibrant social movements, but how do we ensure that they really, we've also been in a time of real backlash. And so what are the intellectual resources we need to figure out how to make these movements successful? And so that's also, the book hopes to be a real contribution to people who are in that struggle.
That's the end of the preview, folks. As usual, we like to mention that this podcast is sponsored by the American Prospect magazine. So if you want to listen to the whole thing, you could subscribe at $5 a month. If you want that plus a free subscription to the website, plus the opportunity for a steeply discounted print subscription, you can do that if you so wish at $10 a month. And otherwise, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.